我们今天所要背的经节是在马太福音第28章第19到20节。马太福音第28章第19到20节。所以你们要去使万民做我们的徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们的遵守，我就常与你们同在直到世界末了。马太福音第28章第19到20节啊，我们再读一遍。马太福音第28章第19到20节，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。阿们。感谢主带领我们读这经文，我们求主帮助我们背这经节我们欢迎大家来到福望堂今天的早晨崇拜我们感谢主欢迎秀贝姐妹今天一起崇拜。那我们就是感谢主让我们能够一起出席崇拜有求主赐给我们一个健康的身体继续的仰望他继续的就是继续的寻求主的赐我们他的福气那我们现在要收奉献。我们一起来唱三义颂。赞美真神万福之源，世上万民都当颂扬，天使天君赞美主名，赞美神父神子圣灵，阿们。亲爱的天父，我们感谢您让我们带着奉献与敬畏的心来到您的圣殿中，请求你用这奉献来扩展您的国度帮助我们做您的好见证，求你赐福给您的子民，使到我们能够做您的工传讲您的福音。我们将求是奉主耶稣的名，阿们。今天我们所要证道的讲题是属于神自己的，属于神自己的我们创世纪第17章第15到27节我们开始读着创世纪从12章开始了解了亚伯拉罕 的故事，神差他从他遥远的家乡来到了迦南园他已经在这时候创世纪第十七节待在迦南园有24到25年了那是很久的时间神差派他跟随他We continue the study of the book of Genesis on the account of Abraham's life and we saw how God has brought him all the way from a far country to the land of Canaan and he has dwelt in the land of Canaan now for about 24 to 25 years. It's a long time. 24 to 25 years. It's almost, for some people, a third of life. And God has brought him there. God has promised him land. God has promised him descendants. But it seems all these are not fulfilled. Although God has made the promise. Is God not going to fulfill His promise? 神差派亚伯兰来到了迦南园神应许说要赐他这地又要使到他的子孙像沙滩的沙一样像天上的星星一样的多不过他来到了这里居住了整整24到25年那地不属于他的他也还没有又还没有生育那他已经花了整整24到25年的时间 So he has spent for 24-25 years of his life following God God has made his promise and is God not going to make good his promise The word of GodTells us that our God is true to His word. 神的话说，神的应许是不改变的。神的应许是不改变的。提多书第一章第二节说，盼望那无谎言的神。在万古之先所应许的永生盼望那无谎言的神 Here Titus 1 verse 2 says In the hope of eternal life which God that cannot lie promised the world before the world began 神差派亚伯兰到迦南园的目的是什么？就是要从他的后裔兴起了兴起了永救主唯一的救主。The reason God sent Abraham.To the land of Canaan is so that God will, through Abraham, raise up the Savior of the world. This was God's plan of salvation for all mankind. And Titus 2 verse 1 says that God cannot lie. 提多书第二章第一节说神 不说谎，神所应许的永生是绝对可靠可信的。 What was the purpose of God calling Abraham to the land of Canaan? It was to raise a nation, and out of it will come the Messiah, and this nation and the Messiah that come forth will be a witness to all the nations of the world, to all the people groups of the world, of the Savior, and that He will be the one that would give eternal life. This was God's plan. A very unique plan that only when you would take God's word by faith and believe it, would you be able to grasp it and live it? Because Abraham will not see the fulfillment of God's promises, as it were, in his lifetime. God will allow him to see a glimpse of his promise, but not all of it. 神对亚伯兰的亚伯拉罕的应许是在他一生中在他一生中没有完全的能够看到实现。不过神一步一步的带领他，他要凭着信心来跟随这主。 So what did God say to Abraham in order to confirm his promise to Abraham? It was that God asked that he would circumcise every male child 8 days old. This was the sign of the promise of God to Abraham. 神对亚伯兰的应许，神就用这割礼这仪式来证实他对亚伯兰的应许。That God is going to make a people of His own, His very own, God's people, and circumcision will be the sign of the covenant. Today, in the New Testament era, the sign of the covenant is in baptism. We baptized all who exercise faith, repent of their sins, exercise faith in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, receive eternal life from a God that cannot lie. So this was the great promise that God gave to Abraham concerning the faith. And here, the Lord seeks that we would believe His word, that we would take hold of His promises, although we may not see it with our physical eyes. That is the test of faith. 神要我们相信他所对我们的应许。我们虽然不能够看到神对我们的应许在短短的时间内实现，不过 我们神要我们就是信靠相信他对我们的承诺是不改变的。那我们怎么样能够对神说我们相信他呢？ How do we express faith in God that we believe his word? First Corinthians 7 verses 18 to 19, 哥林多前书第七章第十八到十九节在第二面在第二面这里说到哥林多前书第十七章第七章第十八到十九节，这里说到有人已受隔离，蒙召第十七节第十八节，有人已受隔离，隔离蒙召呢，就不是废隔离；有人莫受隔离蒙召呢，就不要受隔离。受隔离算不得什么，不受隔离也算不得什么，只要守神的诫命就是了。First Corinthians 7 verse 18 to 19 says, Is any man called circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised.Is any man called uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing but the keeping of the commandments of God. The circumcision is a sign of the covenant that we belong to God. But the outward sign must be followed by an inward faith that you believe God, that not only you believe God, but you are willing to obey His commandments. You are willing to follow Him daily, to keep His commandments, to love His commandments, to love His word, to follow Him, to serve Him. That is the crux of the faith that God imparted to Abraham, the faith that obeys, the faith that will be willing to walk with God and follow Him. So here, 1 Corinthians 7 verse 18 says, Is any man caught being circumcised?Let him not be uncircumcised. In other words, if God has brought you to know Him because your parents are believers, and you have come to understand the faith for some of our young people, parents has brought you to be baptized as an infant. When you are young, that baptism is a faith that the parents have concerning the taking hold of the promises of God for you.That God's blessing will come upon you. That God's blessing will be upon you because His covenant
was sealed through baptism when you were an infant. If any man is called circumcised, let him not be uncircumcised. And if any caught in uncircumcision, let him not be circumcised. In other words, although God allows us to know Him, come to know Him through the outward manifestation of that faith, it must be followed by an inward faith that we would possess ourselves. And it's important that we would possess that faith, because that faith brings with it eternal life. Eternal life. 神对亚伯兰的应许不单单是靠着割礼，就是我们现在的施洗，在新约时代，我们用施洗来就是鉴定一个人的信心，他是属于神的。 那这施洗这隔离虽然是一个外面能够看到的一个礼节，不过这礼节不算什么。 除非我们就是靠着信心来信靠神对我们的承诺来就是。 来遵守他的话语。 So here we are saying that when we obey God, follow God, it must be by an inward faith that we are sure in our hearts that our sins are forgiven, that we have repented of our sins, and that we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we are obeying Him and we are following Him. We are making the choice. 我感谢主 他带领我们一起来崇拜，我们纪念安息日，守卫圣日，神对我们的应许，就是他会赐福给我们，因为我们做他的 见证，是他的，就是相信他的话语，在工作六天，一天，有一天，我们认为是安息日。And so our faith in God is a practical faith, and I thank the Lord for bringing all of us for worship to affirm our love for His word, His commandment, that this is a day of rest that He has appointed
for our blessing, for our well-being, and we have sought to obey Him because we are His children. And we have come to thank Him for all the good that we have received out of His merciful and good hand. 我们感谢主，带领我们能够一起崇拜。我们感谢主，他对我们这6天的照顾。那这在这新的星期的第一天，我们能够聚集来感谢他对我们的帮助。 这信心是真的，神所赐给我们的这应许是真的。那这里就说到亚伯兰，神对亚伯拉罕的应许，在第15节说到，神又对亚伯拉罕说， 你的妻子撒来不可再叫撒来，她要叫她的名要叫撒拉，我必赐福给她，也要使她使你从她得个一个儿子，我要赐福给她，她也要做多国之母，必有百姓的君王 从他而出，亚伯兰阿罕就俯伏在地，嬉笑，心里说：100岁的人还能得子吗？撒拉已经90岁了，还能生养吗？亚伯兰对神说：但愿以实玛利活在你面前。亚伯拉罕， 他不相信神对他的应许，说在他100岁的时候，神会赐他一个儿子。那这里说到，到明年这日节，撒拉必给你生以撒，我要与 亚伯拉罕遵着神的命，给他的儿子以实玛利和他的儿子，他的家里一切，神对他立的约，神没有的话语没有改变。 神说他从他那里要生一个儿子，这儿子的名神也帮他取了，叫做以撒。神要与他坚定所立的约，神对我们的应许是不改变的。神对我们说的话，我们可以信靠，我们可以相信。 God said to Abraham that her wife Sarai shall be called Sarah, for God said He will bless her and give her a son unto her. And He will bless her, and she will be the mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said to him, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. Now Ishmael is the son that came through Hagar, the maid of Sarah. But God said, And God said, Sarai, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for... So here, God gave the promise of the bearing of the son, Isaac, when Abraham will be 100 years old. God's promise to Abraham would be fulfilled. And God's word can be fulfilled. That his promise to us, that we belong to him, that we are his people, is a promise that we can take hold of by faith, although we cannot see, although we cannot oftentimes see the promises fulfilled, but here God says to us that we are to exercise faith to believe him by trusting his word. It is by faith that we will receive eternal life. And it is by faith that we will appropriate that life that God gives us. And that life that God gives us is a promise that will not change. And he has given his word as a heritage for us. If we would believe, if we would obey, if we would follow him, we receive the blessing of a happy life. May God help us to obey him, follow him, trust him, and walk with him daily. Although sometimes we may not see or we cannot explain the fulfillment of God's promises in our lives, God's promise is true and real, and God is seeking for us to follow him and trust him by taking hold of his word. Amen. 我们今天就讲到这里。